Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Wood. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting second. The left fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. And now, play ball. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood bunts towards third. Peters picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Peters. Hoover goes all the way around to score. Wood moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine strikes out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hockett moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hockett scores. Edwards moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edwards scores. Rosar moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoover bunts for an out with unknown description. Bridges moves to second. One out. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bridges scores. Wood moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield strikes out. The throw from Rosar to pick off Wood, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Cullenbein reaches third base with a triple. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocco moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Rocco moves to third. Boudreaux moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoover strikes out. Two outs. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine scores. Edwards moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Edwards scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Rosar moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Edwards. Wakefield reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wakefield moves to third. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 3 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 2 in the game. Richards takes first base on ball 4. Don Ross pinch hits for Virgil Trucks. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Henshaw now pitching. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Rosar goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Allie Reynolds now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hockett. Kramer reaches second base with a double. There goes Wakefield trying to get to home. Hockett throws the ball into Rosar, who tags Wakefield for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henshaw fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Henshaw. Reynolds moves to second. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 4 in the game. Peters bunts for an out with unknown description. Reynolds moves to third. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Indians. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 3 in the game. Bloodworth strikes out. One out. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Paul Richards. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ned Harris pinch hits for Roy Henshaw. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.